Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Zip code 426-53.
That was 426-53.
Yes. I'm calling about a cancellation notification. And the number is 920-530-965.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Eric, E-R-I-C, Hawkins, H-A-W.
Will you verify your shipping address? Hello? I do apologize. You're breaking up very badly. I can barely hear you.
207 Marshes Siding Road, Whitley City, Kentucky.
And I do see here you have this meal plan with us and your account have already been canceled.
Yeah, but my money has been returned to me. That's why I'm calling. I was told it would be 3 to 4 days, and it's been that.
Okay, just bear with me one moment. While I review your account, this normally takes 3 to 5 business days for you to actually receive a refund. So just hold one moment. Okay, so it does show that it have been fully refunded, and it does take 3 to 5 business days for you to receive the refund.
Well, that 5 days is up. This is Friday. Okay, Monday through Friday is 5 days, and I made this last Friday.
Okay, well, just double check the account to be sure that you're not overlooking that refund.
I just came from the bank, and it's not showing. I've got a bank statement that's not showing.
Yeah, so you have to give us a call back with your bank on the line. That way they can verify that you did not receive that refund.
I need to do what?
You have to give us a call back with your bank on the line. That way they can verify that you did not receive that refund.
I've got a copy of my bank statement for the last 15 days. And it's not on there.
The amount I do understand.
$49.97, which I was charged, and it's not on there. I don't need to go to the bank and have them online to confirm it.
Okay, I do understand what you're saying, but what I'm saying is your bank will have to verify that you did not receive the refund.
Why do they need to verify it when I got the bank statement from them that shows that it?
Well, they would have to verify to us that you didn't receive it.
I'm gonna wait until Monday afternoon, to give it time to make sure that it's on there. And if they not on there, then I'll call back.
Okay. Is there anything else that I may help you with today?
Fix that ad that you got going on Facebook. It doesn't even mention anything about this fee-free customer service. It's just advertising a $2 fee for a Makita drill through Walmart. There's nothing about this fee-free. And I paid the $2 fee. Come to find out, I'm paying $49.97 for something entirely different. That's fraud.
Yes, sorry to understand what you're saying. So basically, this was for a meal plan. That's what you were paying for. But everything have been canceled and fully refunded already.
That's not what I intended to pay for, because, like I said, that mentioned nothing about it. That's why it's fraud.
Yes, I don't understand.
$2 payment, not no $49.97 payment for something entirely different.
Yes, sir, I do understand what you're saying. So basically, you was paying like $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, or that Dyson vacuum.
Well, y'all put that on the Facebook site to clarify that.
And when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
Well, I don't want to hear nothing about no meal plan, because I don't do no meal plan. I didn't order any such thing. I didn't see any such thing.
Yes, sorry to understand, but your account has been canceled and you have already been fully refunded.
Okay. That's all I want is to get my money back.
It normally takes 3 to 5 business days.
I'll check back on this on Monday afternoon.
Okay, was there anything else?
Thank you. Goodbye.
And thank you for calling customer support, and you have